With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A vote is near in the Senate on a government shutdown bill.
The deal cut by some Senate Democrats to reopen government has refueled the party's tussle over strategy and identity. Eight senators, one an independent, broke with Democrats and are facing blowback. Extending subsidies for health care offered under the Affordable Care Act are not guaranteed under the agreement. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the fight is not over.
Doing nothing is unacceptable, but that's the choice the Republican side made in obeisance to Donald Trump.
The president says he supports the agreement.
We'll be opening up our country very quickly.
He says there is a better idea.
We want a health care system where we pay the money to the people instead of the insurance companies. And I tell you, we're going to be working on that very hard.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The head of the BBC and the network's top news executive have resigned after criticism for the network's editing of a 2021 speech by President Trump. Correspondent Nayeon Kim reports.
The BBC said Director General Tim Davey and News CEO Deborah Turness had both decided to leave the corporation. Turness was in London to see her legal teams on Monday and took questions from local media.
I stepped down over the weekend because the buck stops with me. But I'd like to make one thing very clear. BBC News is not institutionally biased.
Britain's publicly funded national broadcaster has been accused of editing a speech Trump made on January 6 in 2021 before protesters attacked the Capitol in Washington. Critics say the edit that was part of a BBC documentary was misleading and cut out a section where Trump said he wanted supporters to demonstrate peacefully. Nayeon Kim, London.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 381 points, the Nasdaq rose 522, the S&P advanced 103. This is SRN News. Construction begins on a giant Christian monument in the United Kingdom.
The Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer will stand in Coles Hill and will rise 167 feet in the form of a long strip of paper. It will include 1 million bricks, and each one will include an answered prayer submitted by someone from somewhere in the world. 20,000 donors are paying for the wall, which is expected to be completed in 2028 and will be the largest Christian monument in the UK. Organizers believe 250,000 people may visit every year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Four Bulgarians have been sentenced to between 2 to 4 years in prison for their involvement in defacing the Holocaust Memorial in Paris. French intelligence services linked the act of vandalism to a destabilization campaign by Russia. A Paris court handed down 2 years sentences to two of the men and 4 years to another man accused of recruiting them. One is still at large. This is SRN News. China's using a new visa program in a bid to recruit top tech talent from abroad.
China is stepping up its game, introducing a new visa scheme aimed at wooing foreign professionals in science and technology. The K visa is similar to the H-1B visa in the United States. Tighter U.S. immigration policies and uncertainties around the H-1B visa system have made China relatively more appealing. However, language barriers, quality of life issues, and internet censorship remain big challenges for China. Rich Thomason reporting.
Salman Rushdie is among those being honored at the Dayton Literary Peace Prize event in Ohio. The famed writer was receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award Sunday after publishing his first work of fiction since being stabbed on a New York lecture stage 3 years ago. More details at SRNnews.com.